祈祷文。
So we should start now. We'll start now.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we'll do some kirtan. Okay.
Yes.
Radha Madhava Kunda Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Shri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunda Vihari Gopijana Vallabha Shri Varadhari Yasoda Nanda Thank you. स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुक्तपदकमलं श्रीगुरुवैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथनित्यं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादसहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पथे गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण महाराज प्लीज एक्सेप्ट आवर हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस
प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ऑब्लिगेशंस ऑल ग्लोरी
टू श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय महाराज
थैंक यू यस
I just would like to know, you want to talk about the new topic first, or, you know, you want to reply to the question, you know, from last week.
Yes. Last time we discussed about pride, the one of the major obstacle in our spiritual path. So that question arised, someone asked the question, no? So, yeah. How do you like we can go that little bit, then we'll see how it's going.
So, Maharaj, you remember the question? Oh, I have to say again?
Many of them maybe don't remember, so you have to clarify that.
Yes. 上一回Maharaj 讲到了关于骄傲的这个主题，这个是我们的灵性生命中一个巨大的障碍。然后在课堂结束的时候，有Maharaj问了一个问题，Maharaj 还没有回答，所以。Maharaj 想要先做这个回答，就是他问的问题是谦卑跟低自尊之间的差别在什么？是什么？ So Maharaj, the question is what's the difference how to distinguish the humility and low self-esteem.
Yes, actually, yes, that is the question. How, what is the difference between humility and low self-esteem?
对，这个问题就是谦卑跟低自尊之间的差别何在？
And last time we discussed, actually, the real humility is that, so where our Bhakti Devi, the devotional, the personification of the Bhakti Devi, you know Bhakti Devi? She can sit, if someone has a real, true humility. True, that is the, if someone has real humility, not false humility.
上一次 Maharaj 他说到了一个非常重要的概念，他说一个真正可以麻烦把他们的那个麦克风关掉吗？Hare Krishna.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you can hear me now?
Yes, nicely.
Okay,、
Perfect.
Okay. 请所有的奉献者注意一下，记得把你们的麦克风关闭，要不然会一直打断 Maharaj. So, Maharaj 上次谈到了一个非常重要的概念，就是如果我们要保护我们的奉爱的藤蔓的话，我们必须就是筑起一个围篱，小心翼翼的保护。那这个围篱呢，其实保护的东西就是我们真正的谦卑。除非我们有真正的谦卑，否则 Bhakti Devi 这个奉爱女神是不会进驻我们的心田的。
Actually, someone is real humble.Real, the humility he has, so he can identify herself or himself. The true identification he can identify what is, who is.
对于一个有真正的谦卑之心的人，在他的心中有真正的谦卑之心，那么他肯定能够知道他自己的真实身份是什么。
So that's why in Shastra it is mentioned, if actually those who have got true knowledge, those who have real knowledge, and that can give us humility, the humbleness.Vidya, in Sanskrit says Vidya, Dadati Vinaya. Vinaya means the humbleness. If one who has deserved the real knowledge, he has actually have the Vinaya, humbleness he has.
一个有真正的知识的人，他必然会拥有所谓的真正的谦卑。
So they give the example like how the fruit tree, when he has so much fruits, the fruit tree was bowed down.
就像是那个结实累累的树，它必然会就是谦卑的弯下它的身躯。
So this is the quality of those who have deserved these qualities, and those who don't have any the qualities.And they falsely, and that was not leading to us in success.
所以那些真正的拥有知识、具备资格的人，必然拥有谦卑的品质。可是那些就是没有具备这样的品质、没有这样真正的知识的人，他们必定会 就是迷恋外在的物质能量的外在的种种展示。
Because when real humility arises, then that is the like good brain. You have like well brain, well mind. That is the like nice mind because you can distinguish yourself.
嗯，因为一个有真正的知识的人，他就像拥有明灯一样，就是他能够照亮所有心中的一切黑暗，驱赶所有一切的黑暗，看清他眼前的道路，所以他能够有一颗很清醒自制的心，他能够看得见所有的一切的真相。
And when you have when you go, when you like intoxicated by pride and be lost, then that is also affect you. And when you go down like low self esteem, that is the like lazy or crazy symptom of lazy and crazy. Did you understand?
Yeah.就是，但是一个就是整个迷醉在这些物质的世俗的外在的虚幻能量的人，他肯定会处在追求这些物质欲望，好，那就是充分处在这种低等的能量中，那么他会身上展现的种种的特质，就是像懒惰啦、疯狂，这些都是这些。物质属性的征兆会展现出来，那么这样的话就会陷入一种所谓的低自尊的状态。
So that's why Prabhupada always says, the ISKCON is not lazy and crazy people, because those are lazy and crazy because this the bad thinking that comes in their mind. This is the like one of the weakness of heart, one of the disease.
因为这种东西就是我们心中。的杂草是一种物质的疾病。好，一旦我们没有真正的知识，没有真正的谦卑的资格的话，那么这些杂草就会重生，占据我们的心田。
So humility is not a weakness of heart. Humility can give you strength. And it can give you success because there is no, you will not intoxicated by pride, envy.
那因为真正的谦卑它会带来绝对的力量和成功，因为一个真正谦卑的人他可以免除骄傲和嫉妒这种东西的侵蚀。
So there is many incidents in Ramayana, Mahabharata, in Bhagavatam.There are many incidents. We can take any incidents.
在 Mahabharata, 圣典薄伽瓦坛，还有 Ramayana, 这些都记载着各种的事迹故事，都一直在上演。就是Maharaj 刚才讲的这个谦卑跟骄傲这种特质的这种展现。
Or we can take in our daily life, we can see in neighbor, we can see many in front of our eyes, we can see many people. Those who are intoxicated by pride, envy, lust, so how they behavior, what is their behavior, how they act, how they work, how they sleep, how they do, how they eat. So this is the, we can see, we canThat we can also discuss how they do.
其实这种东西活生生的在我们的日常生活中一直不断的上演。我们看着我们身边的人，我们的邻居，所有的人的这些贪嗔痴慢疑、骄傲、嫉妒，这些疯狂的这种欲望，都在上演着。
Like one example.
举个例子。
Someone has a disease.
有人得了疾病。
So, First of all, you have to understand what is your disease.
我们要怎么知道这个人身染这个疾病呢？
Because these are all mind disease.
因为 this is all my disease.
No, this is like mind disease.
哦，那我们刚才讲的那种就是叫做心意的，好，内在心意的这种疾病。
This is very subtle because the pride, envy, this is very, you have to discriminate properly, then you can understand where we are standing.
一个人要去区分所谓的这种内心心意的疾病其实是不容易的，因为那是很精细的。但是一旦我们有办法去明辨这是非的时候，能够看清这个真相的时候，其实我们就知道自己是身处在什么层次上。
So when you first recognize, oh, okay, I have that disease. So when doctor told you, oh, you have this disease. So those who are perfect, this is okay. Doctor said, okay, you have disease, but if you take this medicine, then you can cure.
因此这个过程首先我们要能够去辨识承认自己这个身染这个重病这种内心的疾病，那么医生他就会为我们做诊断，然后接着医生会给我们开处方签，给我们开药，那我们吃这个药我们才能够解除我们这种疾病。
Or if you neglect the disease, you will falsely know, I don't have any disease.Or you are so much afraid to disease, okay, what to happen, I will die, I will this, some hopeless, no? Sometimes they depress.
但是问题是我们在这个过程中有很多障碍。比方说因为我们强大的假我，我们不肯承认我们自己有病，有这种物质的疾病，或者是我们非常害怕我们自己这个身染重病，我们会死亡。好，因此就处在一种非常的痛苦之中，所以这就是障碍我们去治疗我们的疾病。
So this is the this is the example I gave. No, if the someone can, so this is the like a disease in our heart. So the medicine is, what is the medicine?
所以我们刚才比喻成。这些骄傲、贪婪、嫉妒、欲望，这些就是一种心病。那既然是这种病的话，那我们要什么样的药可以医治这样的病呢？那个药是什么？
So the medicine is, so hear the Krishna Katha, like the right source. When you hear the devotee from right source, and then the disease will go away.
真正的药就是我们聆听关于 Krishna 的主题，而且是从权威处正确的源头来聆听，那么我们的病就能够被医治。
So this is the the example. So if the humility, those are like real humility, give us good brain and give us good success in our life.Because we are not proud, we are not envy. We do for our benefit, also we do for others' benefit, because we are not envy, we are not right.
一个拥有真正的谦卑的人，意味着他能够具足真正的力量，能够得到成功，因为他没有心中没有嫉妒，没有骄傲，因此他得到了一种真正的保护，可以达到生命的成功完美。
So there is this loko, ati darpe hata alanka, ati mane cha kaurava, ati dane balir badu, ati sarvatra garitam. So there is one slokas, so this ati gar, ati so much, Ravan has so much pride. So what happened? The whole dynasty finished.
Maharaj 刚才念的那节梵文诗是在描述 Ravana, 他是那么的骄傲，以至于他最后他整个王朝都毁灭殆尽。
And many people correct him. He says, "You see, Ram is Lord. He is the supreme personality of God. But he has so much pride. He has so much false ego. So much envy. He don't care.
其实已经有很多人提醒 Ravana， 就是 Rama 的真正的身份，他就是至尊主。但是由于他的心中深染这种可怕的内心的疾病，他的骄傲，他的假我，他的妒忌是那么的膨胀，以致导致最后的毁灭。
And he never surrender. He never humbleness. He never surrender. He don't have any humility.
他一刻也不曾真正的低下头来臣服谦卑。Ravana 他做不到这件事。
The same similar way, Ati Darpyatalanta, Ati Manicha Pauravas, the Pauravas, the Duryodhan, he has also so much pride, he has also so much Abhiman.
Arima.
Abhiman. Abhiman means those who have, this is the Sanskrit, sir. You know, man.
Yeah.
Radhani also become angry man, no?So this is Abhiman. Abhiman means, what is the right word, I don't know. But this is also like pride.
Right. 所以这个独有胆，独有胆也是这样。独有胆是一个那么的自傲，那么一个自负，不知天高地厚的人。
And he was thinking, because I am like material people, they think themselves, oh, I am success. I am good king. I am good man. I am good success. I have so much money, wealth, my son, wife, everything I have. I am great.
那杜优丹呢？他心里有这些狂妄自大的东西。他觉得他是一个完美成功的人。他是自己是个好人。他有财、有权、有势。他有就是那么好的、那么多的家人。种种的一切。
That's why those who were, when Duryodhan and Arjun, they went to help, to take the help of Krishna.
所以有一次 Arjuna 跟 Duryodhan 他们两个去找 Krishna, 要求助于 Krishna.
So they're,Krishna chose, because Duryodhana was like, in age-wise, he is elder brother. Age-wise, he is elder than the Arjuna.
那因为 Duryodhana 他年纪比 Arjuna 还大。
And he was, when Krishna said, actually, I have two choices, because myself and my military.
那 Krishna 就告诉他们，事实上，我可以给你们提供两种选择，你们可以选择要我本人，还是要我的大军。
So I, both someone can, I can, because I also, this is the two. Someone you want to, both of you want to choose myself or my military, the big, the powerful military.
所以Krishna 就告诉他们你们有两个选择，要不是就选择我本人，要不然就是选择我的大军。
So one way that and another way. So I will not fight because I promise I will not fight, I will not take the astras, shastra, nothing. So like that. So Arjuna said, no, I want you.
那每一个人他们各自主优胆跟 Arjuna 只能选择一样。那 Arjuna 他说Krishna 说，但是就是我本人就是选择我的话，那但是我是不参战的。Arjuna 他选择了 Krishna 本人。
So he and Duryodhana was so happy. So,
那主优胆哇主优胆他开心得很，他听到 Arjuna 选择了 Krishna。他心里可开心了。
So Duryodhana was thinking, oh, Arjuna was, he is like, he don't know, he's foolish. And what he will take, Krishna will not, never fight, nothing will happen, nothing, he will not do anything. So Arjuna is so useless and he is showing less intelligent.
所以这个主优胆他就觉得嘲笑阿朱纳，他觉得他非常可笑，竟然会做了这么愚蠢的选择。他选择了 Krishna， 而且 Krishna 的条件是他不参战，也就是说主优胆认为阿朱纳选择了 Krishna 根本就是一无所用，因为 Krishna 并不参战，所以他等于选择了没有任何的力量的那个选择。
So this is the, so what happened, and you know everyone, so he was thinking, like material people, they are thinking, okay, this is our success, but how long, and how long it remain? The wealth, the power.
这就是所谓的物质思维，好，这种物质主义者的思维就是这样，他会觉得这就是我的成功，你看我拥有了这么大的财富。拥有了所有的一切，但是尽管这样又如何？这些所谓的暂时的物质的拥有，它能够持续多久呢？独优胆正是这样的物质的算计，他这种物质的心态，所以他认为就是他嘲笑阿朱呢。
So we see how long it remained and when Krishna went.To stop the fight, he become peace messenger. So he went to Duryodhana's house. Duryodhana was expect, oh, Krishna will come. And he was cooking like 100-200 preparation. He has nice house, everything. So he was expected because he was thinking, I deserve. So this is our foolishness.This is not a real humility.
那有一次就是这个杜优丹他就办了就是盛宴就是款待就是 Krishna。那但是问题是他招待 Krishna， 但是他那种摆出的这种盛宴呢，虽然是那么丰盛，但是他一点点真诚。一点点谦卑都没有，他只是在炫耀他自己的财富，在 Krishna 面前炫耀自己的财富，自己的能力。
So this way, so he wants Krishna can eat his food.
所以他觉得，所以他要 Krishna， 希望 Krishna 能够来吃他摆出的盛宴。
But Krishna.He denied. He said, "No. I will eat in the Vidura house."
可是 Krishna 根本不想接受主优胆所准备的食物。他 Krishna 他想要去吃 Vidura 他所准备的。
So this is the difference between what is the true humility and what is the like.Lazy and crazy, and this is the low self-esteem that may not succeed our goal to achieve, no? Because that is the like lazy and crazy mentalities. That is not same in.
所以这个所以刚刚 Maharaj 讲的就是让我们了解什么是真正的谦卑，好，将 Krishna 会接受。Vidura 的食物是因为 Vidura 有那样的正确的谦卑的心态，可是杜优胆展现的是那个目中无人不可一世的那种傲慢之心，但是这种傲慢之心它其实是一种就是低层的意识的知觉状态的一种展示，疯狂懒惰是一种低自尊的一种展示，所以这种东西其实是不会达到真正的让人达到真正的成功。
So Prabhupada always says, you know, so what you when you came when we came here, what you brought, what we brought in ourselves with us, nothing. We just came empty hand. When we born, our mother womb, some other, so we came empty hand, and when we go empty hand.And between We are many things, many. So nothing you brought and nothing you take.
所以释拉帕布帕他给我们的教导让我们真正的去认识到我们真的是两手空空的来然后也是两手空空的走尽管在我们有生之年我们好像累积了很多的物质的富裕各种的条件但是这些全部都是带不走的
But those who are materialistic person those who are like demonic personThey always think this is a success. This is my successful life.
可是那些有物质心态的那种邪恶心态的那种人，他们对于他们短暂的物质拥有，他们却洋洋得意。
So those who are real humility, those who have, and that they never think because they know true identification that they have. They know.What is their identification? What is the identity?
所以那些拥有真正的谦卑之心的人，他肯定了解自己的真实身份是谁，处在什么样的卑微的地位，所以他就不会不知天高地厚的。
That's why the real humility is very well mind.Their mind is very well mind, not self-confidence mind, not like lazy, crazy mind.
所以拥有一颗真正的谦卑之心的人，他的心是处在一种非常好的一种知觉状态，意识知觉状态，不像是那些处在那种受到低等属性影响的人的心，他们处在这种低等属性的影响下，就是疯狂、懒惰，充满了各种的负面的能量。
Those are pride mind, false ego mind. So they have the demonic nature, demonic mind. So they always think, I am the proprietor, I am the doer, I am this, I am that. This is my property. This is my knowledge. This is no I and mine.
而拥有那种骄傲那种自我感强大的假我强大的人他们总是以自己的拥有而就是骄傲不已他们觉得这是我的财富这是我的成功这是我拥有的一切我非常的了不起
And they continuously give the problem to others and themselves also.
所以他们也就不但给自己带来麻烦制造问题也给其他的生物体制造麻烦跟问题
So they cannot tolerate others' happiness
而他们也没有办法去忍受看到别人快乐
And they cannot like last day we were discussing they are not grateful to anybody, you knowThey are always
yes.
ungrateful.
那这样的人他们也常常是不知感恩的他们没有办法真正的去对就是曾经对他有恩的人能够去就是感念别人给他的这种恩德的山高水长的恩德。
So this is the this is the so it is okay the we discuss the humility and they can understand the between humility and the self low stream no low self stream
不知道Maharaj问说这样的回答是不是能够让我记得是除了 Sri Mataji 问的问题是不是能够感到满意这个问题可以吗
So we'll start some other like you were going to discuss the envy this is the one of the obstacle
那接下来我们就要进入今天的主题就是嫉妒嫉妒是我们的 这个灵性道路上的另外一个巨大的障碍。
So the envy is the one of the weakness of our heart.
嫉妒是我们内心的另外一种弱点。
And this is the big, because this is the lust, anger, greed, these things all you can utilize in Krishna service.
因为其实这些嫉妒啊欲望啊envy, lust?
No, not envy. Lust, anger,
greed.
Greed, this thing you can accept. Envy you cannot utilize in Krishna service.
当一个人内心充满了这种贪嗔痴这种强烈的物质欲望愤怒跟贪婪的话那么根本没有办法真正进入奉爱服务的层次。
So this is the great impediment in our spiritual life, our material life.
因此这些贪嗔痴真的是我们不只是在灵性上其实在物质上也是巨大的障碍。
So when Krishna described this knowledge to Arjuna, in 9th chapter he says, Rajavitya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Iravuttamam Pratyakhya Avagavam Dharmam Susukham Kartumabhayam. So this knowledge, the king of knowledge, I am giving to you, to Arjuna, because you are not envious to me.
Krishna, 就是在第九章中的第一节诗就是 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说，他说，我亲爱的 Arjuna， 因为你从不嫉妒我，所以我要把这绝密的知识和觉悟传授给你，你知道这些后就能够摆脱物质生活的苦难。
So he said, Idam tute guhyatam pravakhyam anusuyame, jnana vijnana sahitam jagyanta mukhyasya subhav. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious.
因为 Krishna 告诉 Arjuna, 因为你从不嫉妒我。
So I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge. And
所以我要把这绝密的知识和觉悟传授给你。
Then you can free from these material miseries.
如此你就能够摆脱物质生活的苦难。
So this is the envy is the one of the big major problem in our heart.
所以嫉妒是我们的内心一个非常主要的一个问题。
So, also, if you want to enter in spiritual path, so in Srimad Bhagavatam also, you cannot enter in Bhagavatam. That is, Sukadeva Goswami says, Dharma Prajayita Kaitavatra Param Nirmas. That's the Nirmas means those are complete free from the envy. That person can enter.
Can what?
That person can enter in Bhagavatam.
Yes. 这个 Sukadev Goswami 他也讲过，只有一个内心纯净，免除了所有一切嫉妒的这个污染的人，方得以进入圣典薄伽瓦坛。那 Maharaj 说，这样的人才有办法进入真正的灵性之道。
So only the purest person, those who are pure, they can realize this, they can enter, because otherwise those who are like not pure, and That's why they cannot enter in Bhagavatam. That's why it's first, in first Bhagavatam, second sloka, it says, Sukadeva Goswami says, so, dharma prajayita kaita vatru, there is no kaita, not cheating religion. This is all nirmascharanamsa. This is all completely clean. If there is nirmascharanamsa, they are free from the envies.
Yes. 所以只有一个就是内心纯洁、纯净无瑕的人才能够真正去觉悟 所谓的圣典薄伽瓦坛里面要传达的知识，也才有办法真正的进入就是圣典薄伽瓦坛的所说的这种领域。那在圣典薄伽瓦坛中也讲到，就是这个这边所传递的知识是纯粹完美无瑕的，它摒除所有欺骗的宗教，完全 没有任何的就是嫉妒的这种染杂。Yes.
So this Bhagavatam compiled by great sage Vyasadeva in his maturity and is sufficient itself for God realization.
那由这样伟大的圣人所编撰的圣典薄伽瓦坛，它是那么的完美无瑕。
So as soon as one attentively and submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord immediately capture in his heart.
所以那些能够全然就是一心一意专注的谦卑的就是聆听圣典薄伽瓦坛的人，那么就是他的心中至尊仁格首神 Krishna 必然能够在他的就是能够留住在他的心中。
So it means like Sadhya Rudha Avarudha. Avarudha means he is stuck. The Krishna will stuck in our hearts. Stuck, you know? Do you understand? He can
yes. Yeah.
Remain in, and like we can close the door, like we can cut him in our hearts.
So we can cut him in our hearts. So we can cut him in our hearts. So we can cut him in our
hearts. So the first quality is if we are not envious.
所以这边讲到的第一个品质就是要免除所谓的这种嫉妒的这种心态，没有嫉妒。
So there is many the slokas in Bhagavatam how someone can to control the envy. So control that, not control, you have to give up this envy.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛中有很多的师节都提到要如何能够把这个嫉妒的这种污染能够摒除掉，能够完全的去除根除这种污染。
So this is the it is in also in Bhagavatam it is mentioned. So how you can diminish this the envy?
In Srimad Bhagavatam?
Yes.
在圣典薄伽瓦坛也有一些师姐谈到，我们要如何能够减低我们这种嫉妒的这种倾向，消除这种嫉妒的景象。
It is in seventh canto Bhagavatam somewhere. Anikhikyam shokumaha dambha mahad upasayaha yogantarayanam maunenam hinsa kamadhya anihaya. So by discussing spiritual knowledge, one can conquer lamentation and illusion.
Conquer what? Envy.
not with the lamentation and illusion.
Lamentation and illusion.
Yes. By discussing spiritual knowledge.
借由在圣内伯加瓦坛的第七篇的有一节诗谈到借由就是discussion, right? Discussing spiritual knowledge.
Discussion spiritual knowledge.
Yeah, 也借由讨论这种灵性的知识，那么一个人心中的那种幻觉、那种悲叹就得以消失。
One can conquer the lamentation. Lamentation means the, like, you know, lamentation. Lamentation and illusion.
对，能够就是去除、征服这种幻觉，还有这种感慨对生命的悲伤。
And by the serving a great devotee, one can become prideless. If someone can serve a great devotee, so the pride will go away slowly, slowly.Because if someone stay with a great devotee, so he has to. That is, if someone serve great devotees,
that's
Dhamma Mahadapasaya.
The last sentence, what you say, such a devotee can be free from pride.
Prideless, yes.
Yes. 这样的奉献者，他就可以完全摒除所谓的这种傲慢之心，他就能够。才是一个真正的就是真实不虚的奉献者。
So, and the simple way is stopping, so the envy, how one can get rid of envy, conquer the envy? The simple way is stopping the sense gratification. One can conquer the envy.
那根据经典的教导，我们要怎么样才能够就是根除这个嫉妒就是这种嫉妒的心态呢它的方法就是首先我们必须要想办法去停止就是这种感官享乐控制这种感官享乐的这种倾向。
So this is the, you know, if you have so much sense gratification and you do sense gratification so much, so it is very difficult toconquer the enemy, because always you see where I can get the happiness, I gratify my senses.
一个不断地追求这种感官享乐的人，他一直不断地想要就是增添自己的快乐和舒适，不断地追逐这种物质的感官，短暂的感官享乐，所以这样的人他是完全没有办法去面对他的心中的这个嫉妒的敌人，他一直不断的要跟其他的生命竞争，去求取更多更多的这种感官享乐。
Also mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says same thing in 16th chapter, chapter 18 verse. Ahankara balandarpa kama krodha cha sanshrita mamatma paradehesu pradushyanti abhyasu yaka. Bewildered by the false ego, strength, pride, lust, anger, the demon become envious of the supreme personality of Godhead.Who is situated in their own body and in the body of others and blaspheme against the real religion.
在《不加凡歌》中第十六章也谈到关于神圣的品质和邪恶的品质。其中第十八节是谈到邪恶之徒被假我、力量、骄傲、物质欲望和愤怒所迷惑，嫉妒处在他们自己心中和其他人心中的至尊人格守神，亵渎真正的宗教。Yes.
So this is because the sense gratification, because this is the natural when someone gratify the senses and he was more and more gratify his senses.And he envious to Lord, he envious to God. Oh, God, why God is like this? Why God is like that? And he also contests. Oh, I have this car, I don't have that car. How he got that car? No, this is naturally he get the envious.
所以这种邪恶之徒，因为他放纵自己在这种虚假的感官享乐之中，所以他一直不断的追逐 所以他拥有了之后，他觉得还要更多更多，就像就是火上加油，这个欲望是没完没了的。所以他在这种状况之中，他满脑子想的都是感官享乐，满脑子都是想要更多，拥有更多。所以他这种嫉妒竞争的心就是充满着他的心，他甚至于嫉妒至尊主，嫉妒其他的人，其他的生物体。他嫉妒他怎么可以拥有这个，怎么可以拥有那个，他怎么可以拥有这么好的车，而我怎么没有呢？
So this is the way the demonic person, that's why Prabhupada says in the purport being always against God's supremacy, does not like to believe in the scripture. He envious of both the scripture and the existence of the supreme personality of Godhead.
因此释迦牟尼佛在要旨中讲到，像这样的一个嫉妒的人，他甚至于嫉妒经典和嫉妒至尊人格守神他的至尊的权威。
So, there is one beautiful incident happened in Chaitanya Charitamrita, beautiful katha.
可是如果you mean Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yeah, it is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, very beautiful katha.
如果我们能够聆听像永恒的《柴坦亚经》中那么样就是纯粹无瑕的这种就这种话题的话。
And you know, because we started the envy, you know, envy how envy, the people can go, how degraded he go, how much, you know, it's down, you know, the envy can take them so much down.
我们就会能够去了解，事实上这种嫉妒的心态真的非常可怕，它会把我们带入地狱的，它会让我们一直往下坠落，一直处在一种不断的堕落的一种处境，沉沦的处境，堕落沉沦。
Actually, the envy is such a bad thing. It burn ourselves.It's born, you know, understand?
Yeah.
Because we see others good, and we born ourselves. So we are not doing our benefits, no? So, but we, yes.
嫉妒这种东西真的是很可怕。有一句话叫做妒火中烧。嫉妒首先就是会烧毁自己。因为当一个人处在嫉妒的时候，他真的看不得见不得别人的好，他就像一把火，好，会焚烧自己，焚烧别人，非常可怕。
So because we burn ourselves.
首先我
in fire, no? Burning in fire of envy.
所以人处在嫉妒中的时候，他就像一把烈火焚烧自己，所以叫妒火中烧。
So envious person cannot see others' happiness.
嫉妒的人是见不得别人快乐的。
So if you have, so you can detect it. If the devotee or someone who may be concerned, so if we see the others' good thing, so if we our heart is little, no? Problems means.That there is envy sitting in our heart.
如果我们要去了解自己，去检测，自己是不是一个真正的奉献者，检测自己是不是心里真的有毛病，有问题，我们只要用一个标准就知道了。当我们在看到别人的好的时候，我们心里是什么滋味？我们是乐着别人的乐吗？还是说我们 见不得别人快乐，见不得别人好呢？这就可以了解我们自己的层次到哪里。
That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his prayers. Oh my, oh Krishna, I'm such a my, because someone is real real people, real the soul can understand how he is. So when our heart is very so much affected by envy and we see others' happiness and give us so much pain. So that is when Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I see the other's happiness, my oh Krishna, my heart is going very, I am so unhappy.
所以, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的 祈祷文中讲到, 当我看到别人在快乐的时候, 我的心是那么的痛苦煎熬, 所以, 就是在讲述着, 当一个人在处在这种被嫉妒侵扰的这种心态中, 是见不得别人快乐的。
And when I see other distress condition, other very bad condition, we become happy. Oh, okay.
而当我们一个嫉妒的人, 当看到别人在痛苦的时候, 我们心里面竟然就是暗自 高兴.
So this is so I was speaking what I was speaking. Chaitanya Charitamrita, that one, that katha. So you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when came to Puri, so he stayed in Puri and the devotee always invite him to take prasadam their house.
当主采太阳马哈帕布他到了 Jagannapuri 的时候，那很多奉献者们他们总是喜欢邀请主采太阳马哈帕布到家中做客，荣耀 prasadam.
So in Jagannapuri there is a big pandit called Sarvam Bhattacharya. He gave nicely prasadam to Mahaprabhu. Very nice preparation. His wife and himself, both of them are very good cook.
那在 Jagannapuri 有一个大学者, 他的名字叫 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
So, they always, some time to time, they invite Mahaprabhu their house.
那有些时候他会邀请主采坦雅马哈帕布到他的家中来.
So Sarvam Bhattacharya has one son-in-law, means his daughter's husband.
那 Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 他有一个 就是他的女婿.
His name is Amogh Pandit.
Amogh.
Amogha.
Amogha Pandit.
Amogh Pandit.
Amogha.
Amogha.
Amogha. Oh, okay. Amogha.
Amogha. Amogha.
Amogha Pandit.
Yes. Amogha Pandit.
Amogha Pandit.
Amogha Pandit.
Amogha Pandit.
Amogha. Not Amogha. Ga. Amogha.
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 Ka.
Gha gha. Gha. Gha.
Ka. Ka.
Not ka. Gha.
Ka. Ga. Ga.
Whatever.
Okay.
Like Aghasur, you know Aghasur?
Agha. Ga.
Agha. That Amogha. Is the Agha, not Agha, Aghasu.
Yeah. Amogha.
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 Yes. So, he was so much envious because when, and you know Mahaprabhu eats a lot of, because he's 7 feet high and he's like Krishna, no? And he eats sometimes like, you know, 3-4 person can, the prasadam he can eat alone. Because he is the, according his physical body and also Lord can eat anything, no? Many things.
那这个女婿呢, Amoga Pandit 非常的就是 You say he is very envious, right?
Yes.
他非常的嫉妒 Jhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他长得他块头是非常高大的他有七英尺高然后他一个人一次也可以吃荣耀很多的 Prasad
When he saw Mahaprabhu eating so much Prasad like two, three devotees Prasad once, no?So he was so much envy.
看到 Jhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 他一次可以吃两三个人分量的 Prasadam, 所以、他就是非常的嫉妒他。
So he said to his father-in-law and his mother-in-law, Oh, you are feeding like Sannyasi, like Sannyasi and been eating so much. So he was like criticizing, and yes, also criticizing because generally,The people, they cannot eat that much, they're envious. Because they're envious, no? Because I don't have that, I cannot eat milk, I cannot digest this, if someone eating and so much, oh, I am envious. Oh, why he can eat like this, no? I cannot eat like this. So this is the tendency of enviousness.
所以这个女婿啊 Amoga Pandit, 她就跟她的岳父岳母告状。你看那个Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他就是一个 Sannyas 可是他竟然可以吃这么多的东西他心生嫉妒就不断的批评 Jhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一个作为一个气绝阶层的人怎么可以吃这么多东西这是一般人会有的一种嫉妒的倾向、看到别人可以吃这么多东西享有这么多的快乐、拥有这么多就会心生这样的嫉妒的心态
So this is the envious person mentality. If he see something he cannot do, so then he envious. Oh, how he can do? I cannot do, and I don't have like this, and why? So this is the enviousness.
所以所谓的嫉妒就是这么一回事。当他看到别人拥有他所没有的东西，拥有的比他更多的时候，他就受不了的。这就是一种嫉妒。
So when he criticized like this, like way, so the Sarvam Bhattacharya and his wife, they arranged something so he cannot see when he will eat the eating time, they close the door and he gave the Mahaprabhu very, no one can see because sometimes he criticized and tell to many people, he quote and say this thing to other people.
So you say, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's wife closed the door of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he
was eating, no? Because they arranged, because no one can see Mahaprabhu eating. So both of them arranged room.
Yeah.
So where they can.
Yeah, yeah. 所以这个Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 就把这个当 Jhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他在荣耀 Prasadam 的时候，他就在自己的一个房间里。跟其他的人是分开来这样子就不会引起这个嫉妒引起这样的批评
So he was always anxious because this is the envious people they cannot see the good things because this is the envious no whatever because this is the mentality you know even such a good person like what Kaliya didAnd what the envious person do when he see himself, when he see in front of him, Krishna is there, our Lord is appear, but they cannot understand and they still envious. Do the harmful things.
You say Krishna appear.
If like envious people, in front of envious people, if Krishna will be appear, so they cannot recognize because
they are
so much envious.
Mm.那嫉妒的人、他们就是那么的就是顽固、偏执他是那么的坚持就是要去看到别人的缺陷然后、去嫉妒别人、所拥有的东西所以即便这样的一个人即便 Krishna 在他的面前、显现了他也认不出他因为他的心被所有的这种、嫉妒呢给塞满了他看不见
So that's why they don't have the faith because when Krishna do something, our Lord God do something, And he, so because they have so much propped up their so-called wealth, so-called knowledge, and they thought we are the God.
因此这样的一个嫉妒之心的人，就是他根本就没有信心，也没有真正的没有信心，也没有真正的知识，所以尽管就是 Krishna 在他面前，他也看不见 Krishna， 他的心都被这些污染的东西、嫉妒的东西充斥着他的心。
An envious person cannot see the good quality of the people, good quality of the devotee, the people, they cannot see because his eyes is completely envy, no? That's why he cannot see the good qualities.
对，那心中充满嫉妒的人，他也没有办法去看见别人身上的好品质。
Like devotee do sometimes devotee eat, sometimes devotee dance, but outside people cannot understand what they are doing. Those are envious. My God. And you have all the experience, you know.
其实奉献者们都应该有这样的经验吧。就是奉献者们那么的整天那么的喜气洋洋的欢天喜地的就是舞蹈还有荣耀Prasada是那么的开心。然后外面的人看到我们那种，他们就立刻嫉妒之情就油然升起，他们见不得我们怎么可以这么过这种好日子。
So that's why, although Mahaprabhu Supreme Personality God, he came Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu so liberal and so like merciful, no? And
yeah.
And many devotees when even dog, even bird, even lion, tiger, when they see the Mahaprabhu, and they are completely forget their, the howlings, no? Generally
yeah.
they bow. So, but this, he is the son in law, and he could not, because the envy thing inside is his heart, envy sitting inside is his heart.
Mm.那主揣坦亚马哈帕布，我们都知道他是最仁慈最慷慨的，即使他在场的时候，连那些动物们啊，这些狮子老虎本来都很凶猛的嫉妒的啊，这些仇恨的都能够放下他们这种不好的这种习性啊，都能够柔软下来啊，跟着主揣坦亚马哈帕布起舞。可是但是这个女婿 Amoga Pandit， 她是这么嫉妒成性，嫉妒在她的心中，以至于她根本容不下主揣坦亚马哈帕布这些美好的品质。
And you can see when we're devotees chanting and dancing, many people cannot dance because those who have like so much popped up, they cannot come. When you call them, they cannot because.They cannot dance because so much pride, so much false ego.
我们看到奉献者们，他们可以翩翩起舞，他们可以高歌、吟诵、吟唱至尊主的圣名。可是，一般的人，他们看到我们这样子，他们因为他们自己的心中的骄傲，放不下身段，走不进来。
So this way, the Amokpani never dance and never did anything with Mahaprabhu.And he always, because he envious, and he always criticize, oh, this sannyasi is eating like 10, 15 kilo rice, no? And sabji, you know, everything he's eating like so much, and dancing, and this way he's eating so much prasad, so much expense, no?
对。所以嫉妒的人就是嫉妒，真的很可怕。他就无所不用其极的挑主揣坦亚马哈帕布的毛病，他就说他，你看他又吃了那么多的米饭，那么多的 sabji， 那么多的菜，然后你看他还那样子跳舞，花费开销那么大，吃了这么多的东西，造成这么多的开销，他就不断的批评攻击主揣坦亚马哈帕布，尖酸刻薄。
So he was, because he was always criticizing and Sarvam Bhattacharya, he was thinking, if he will die, it will be good. If my daughter will be widow, that is good. And because I cannot hear he criticizing Mahaprabhu like this way.
You say his daughter what? Cannot hear.
Yeah. No, if he was just giving like he was giving like sarab, no, he's giving like what's cause to him. If he will die, Amog Pandit will die, because if his husband will die, because his daughter, no, daughter's husband means the daughter will become widow. Because husband will die, okay, that is no problem, but because I cannot tolerate this man, how he is criticizing Mahaprabhu.
Now, so the, yeah. Now, Sarvabhata Bhattacharya, 他就是就想说他这个女婿呀、啊、嘴巴这么坏、哦、这么的嫉妒，那像这样的人他简直就是必死无疑。但是问题是，那他如果死了，他的女儿就会变成寡妇。但是问题是这些都不打紧，这最可怕的是他其实根本真的没有办法再容忍，就是他这个女婿这样子批评朱柴坦亚马哈帕布，他没有办法忍受，他觉得这个比死还痛苦，比看到他的女儿成为这个寡妇还要痛苦。
So what happened? So one time, because he was so much criticizing, so Mahaprabhu was not angry. Mahaprabhu was happy, but you know, and he was the envious person. And one day he got so big disease, like he has severe. Like diarrhea, and those days there is no medicine, and he was going to die because many times diarrhea, and he was going to die. He could not get up.
You say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No, that Amog Pandit.
The Amog Pandit. 那有一些呢，这个因为 Amog Pandit 他就是对主 Chaitanya。马哈巴布有这么可怕的批评，所以有一天他就得了这个好像是疟疾的那种东西，他很可怕，他这个得了这个病，然后发烧啊，然后上吐下泻的，他就每天要跑，一直不断的跑厕所，就非常的严重，因为他严重的批评了朱柴坦亚马哈巴布有很可怕的冒犯。
So he was going to die because so much diarrhea and so much so and but the Bhattacharya was he was okay, good. If you die, good, because he was criticizing Mahaprabhu, so he got the punishment.
那这个女婿啊 ，Amoga Pandit， 他这样子就是不断的拉肚子，就是拉到最后，简直都快就是都要虚脱了啊！他就已经身体完全已经不行了，就好像要。就要死了。那Bhattacharya 他是觉得这是好的，因为他造下了这么大的冒犯，这是他觉得这是他应得的应得的一种惩罚，对他反而是
so,
是一件好事。
So when Mahaprabhu heard this, the Amog got so much very affected by disease, you know, and was going to die.So Mahaprabhu immediately, because no one gave the message, because he was such a like offender. But Mahaprabhu knows, so he immediately he run to his house.
那当主柴太阳马哈巴布得知这个 Amoga Pandit 他的病情到这么严重，几乎就是奄奄一息，在做垂死的挣扎的时候，他就立刻就去找这个 Amoga Pandit 去看他。
So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Suni Krishkrupa Maya Prabhu Aila Dhaya. When he heard, Mahaprabhu heard Amoga Pandit, you see, those who are the devotees, they never even the offender, those criticizer, devotee go to help them, serve them, because this is the devotee qualities.
那所以当时 Amoga Pandit 他就真正见识到了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他不可思议的这种纯洁无瑕的这种高超的品德，一个真正的奉献者身上展现的所有的美好品质。那尽管他是那么严重的亵渎冒犯主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 可是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他却不计前嫌的来关怀他。
So Sunni Mahaprabhu Aila Dhanya, he was just when heard, immediately Mahaprabhu was running. Amogho kahe tara bukhe hasta diya. So Mahaprabhu put his hand in his chest.
然后主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 当时知道他的病情这么严重的时候，他几乎是不顾一切的奔向他，把这个冒犯他的人抱在他的怀里。
So he says, you are sahaja saralai brahmana hriday, so you are brahman and your heart should be very simple and clean. But, so, okay, please translate this.
他说你是个婆罗门，照理说你的心应该是非常的纯净，非常的单纯。
So this is the place because...Generally, the Brahman heart, those who are there, Brahman or Brahmanis heart are generally clean, where Krishna can sit.
一个婆罗门，他必然是心地纯洁的人，因为只有一个心中没有污染、纯净无瑕的人 ，Krishna 才会在他的在他的心莲，坐在他的心莲上。
Krishna's Kavya Goswami saying, Krishna basita ei yogya sthan hoy. That is the perfect place where Krishna can sit.
So, 这样的一个，所以一个这样的心中纯洁无瑕的人，才是 Krishna 他会进驻的的居所。Krishna 才会在他的心中留住。
So you can imagine if the devotee heart is such a clean.So Krishna can sit that place.
所以奉献者的心要始终让自己保持这种纯净，如此 Krishna 才会在我们的心中留住。
So then he says, the master ja chandao keno yehava sailo. So why you, instead of Krishna, why you invite this envy in your heart? Why you allow to?Sit envy in your heart.
Who say this?
Mahaprabhu saying.
To him.
To
Amoga Pandit. 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就对 Amoga Pandit 说，你是怎么了？你为什么会让这些就是乌七八糟的这种可怕的嫉妒在你的心中这么的张狂呢？
Like generally, you see, generally the devotee, the Brahman heart is clean. So that is the place where Krishna can sit. But why, he says, oh Amog Pandit, why you brought this envy in your heart and you are sitting, the envy sitting in your heart. So that place is good place where Krishna can sit, that pavitra place. Apavitra kaila means you affected, you just, that place was now contaminated.Because you brought the envy in your heart. The envy is sitting in your heart. Jealous is sitting in your heart.
那所以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就告诉这个 Amoga Pandit 说，他说你是个婆罗门，照理说你的心应该是拥有婆罗门的这种纯净的品质，这种简单纯纯净的品质，如此至尊主才能够在你的心中驻留啊，可是你是怎么了？怎么会染上这种可怕的这种嫉妒的这种习性？那你的心这么的嫉妒，你让 Krishna 如何能够来到你的心中呢？
Because why Mahaprabhu is saying like this? He says, why he is so merciful to Amog? Because he says, Sarvabhauma Sanghe Tomar, Kalmasa Khaya, Haya Khaya. Because you are the relative of a Sarvam Bhattacharya. Because you see, if someone like that, if he is related with a devotee, he is the relative with a devotee. So Mahaprabhu, how Mahaprabhu is so merciful? Understand?
You say he related to
Yes, here, the Sarvam Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu saying, because you are the relative, you know, relative. Yes.
Yes, yeah. So this
because
is
you are
why.
Relative, so that's why the sinful activity, whatever you did, that all are, will become finished, because when you will take the Krishna's name.
那主宰太阳马哈帕布跟这个 Amoga Pandit 说，因为你是 Bhattacharya 的女婿嘛，你是他的亲戚啊，所以就是你所有的罪恶活动，你因为你是一个这样的一个伟大的奉献者的亲戚，所以你的所有的罪恶活动也会因此而终止。那只要你能够念诵圣名 ，as long as he can chant the holy name,
yes.
right?Okay.
Yes, Mahaprabhu says, please chant the holy name. I will destroy, because the Sarvam Bhattacharya, you are the relative of Sarvam Bhattacharya. That's why I will destroy all.
他所以说，主宰太阳马哈帕布告诉他，只要你能够吟诵吟唱主的圣名，那因为你是Bhattacharya的女婿，你是他的亲人，所以我只要你念诵圣名，我就会帮助你销毁所有的这一切因嫉妒而造就的所有的这些冒犯所造成的罪业。
So Suni Krishna Krishna Bali Amoga Uthila, Mahaprabhu said this, that immediately Amoga Pandit was chanted the Krishna Krishna Krishna, immediately he become free from all the disease and he was so happy and he was dancing.And he never danced. He was always criticizing.
所以他就这样一直唱 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna 的圣名，他一直不断的唱。可是就在这一刻，当圣名在他的舌头上起舞的这一刻，他就是完全就是免除了心中的嫉妒、心中的疾病，然后他开始能够翩翩起舞，这是他以前一直都做不到的啊。所以他的整个身体整个轻盈了，免除了这些罪恶的污染，因此他能够开始起舞。
So you can see how the Mahaprabhu remove only put his hand in his chest, so immediately.
所以仅仅主宰太阳马哈帕布把 Amoga Pandit 就是抱在他的怀里，然后让他念诵圣名，他就能够完全去除他所有的罪恶，所有的污染。
So he immediately, he slapped himself, you know.
然后他瞬间他就了解到他自己是多么的可怕，他就赏他自己一个耳光，打自己的耳光。
So he was saying, "Eichara mukhe tomara korilu nindan." So I was so much criticizing you and.Hatathari Gopina, so he then again he says Amog, so immediately he chadhai galopuli gala. So he was slapping himself in his, no? So the cheek was so much swelling because he's slapping, no?
对，所以他就重重的打自己的，就是打自己一记耳光，因为他觉得自己实在是太罪恶了，满身的罪恶，他竟然批评一个这么崇高的就是主宰太阳马哈帕布这么崇高的一个人物，所以他觉得非常的难过，他重重的赏自己一个耳光，然后是那么的那个力道是那么的大，以至于他的脸颊就是充满了这个泪水，就是泪水淌了下来。
So Chaitanya said, Sarvam Bhattacharya.Sarvabhauma Guruhe Dasa Dasije Kukura Seimara Priya Anya Rahudura. So he says, so how I cannot deliver this? Because Because even Sarva Bhattacharya's house, even dogs, even the servants, because they are my own people. So how I can see their suffering? So I'll clean them. I'll like they are all dear to me. Understand?
So you say about Acharya's house, the dog, the servant, they are all dear to him, so they cannot see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot see the dog, the servant, and see them suffer, right?
Yes. So Mahaprabhu said, how I can see their suffering?
Yes.
Because this is my people. Because Sarvam Bhattacharya is my own man. So even the servant, the dog, the cat, I will take care of also them.
So Chu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Bhattacharya is 主柴坦亚马哈帕布的这个同友，他是那么的亲爱的一个奉献者，所以主柴坦亚马哈帕布他是没有办法忍受他家中的任何人，包括是狗仆人、受苦，这都是主柴坦亚马哈帕布没有办法忍受的。So
that's why Mahaprabhu says, please give up this envy, the master's here, the envy, then clean your heart.
所以朱柴坦亚马哈帕布真的请求这个 Amoga Pandit 能够清除他心中的这些就是可怕的这个嫉妒、哦、能够彻底的清除。他不想要看到他因为这样的污染而受苦。
So, oh my please, dear devotees, please, because you cannot utilize in Krishna service this enemy, you have to give up this.Other thing you can utilize, but this is, you have to give up this. So please consider this.
所以我亲爱的奉献者，所以我请求你，请你认真的考虑一下，如果心中还藏有这样的嫉妒的心态的话，是没有办法真正的为至尊主做服务的。所以我请求你一定要放下，一定要清除这样这个嫉妒的这个疾病。
So is it okay? There is many things. I was thinking too, because the Kalya Lila, that is Kalya Lila also, it is good lesson also. But time is not there. So take some question or something.
Yes. 我们现在来看一下奉献者提出的问题。好。Okay, Rajendra, does Prabhu, thank you, Maharaj, thank you for the translation. Anything can be utilized to serve Krishna, can be used to Krishna. So I would like to know, can we take advantage of the envy to serve Krishna?
No.
I have to, you know, because... Yeah. 感谢 Maharaj, 感谢翻译，万事万物都可以用来服务 Krishna。 那么请问嫉妒也可以用来服务 Krishna 吗？好 OK Maharaj, yes OK
Yes, actually this is the if they because I many times I say you cannot utilize in Krishna service envy, you have to take it out, throw it out.
我们必须要彻底的把丢除，去清除这个嫉妒，因为心中有嫉妒是没有办法用来为 Krishna, 没有办法服务 Krishna 的。
Lust, greedy, this thing, you can utilize in Krishna service. That the anger, you can utilize Krishna service, but envy you cannot utilize. Only one thing you cannot utilize.
Maharaj 说的是物质欲望，还有就是贪婪，还有愤怒，都可以用来为 Krishna 做服务，但是唯独就是嫉妒没有办法用来为 Krishna 做服务。所以 Maharaj 在课堂的一开始他有讲到的这个强烈的物质欲望，嫉妒，不是嫉妒，强烈的物质欲望，贪婪跟愤怒， 他们也可以用来为 Krishna 做服务，可是嫉妒却不能。Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The next question is from Sati Mataji.
Okay.
Hare Hare Krishna. 顶拜Maharaj 的莲花族，在 Krishna Lila 中 ，Gopi 们在做服务时，有时也会嫉妒。Srila Prabhupada 说这是灵性的嫉妒。那么，请问 Maharaj， 我们在服务的过程中也会与其他的奉献者比较，这也是一种，这是嫉妒吗？我们如何区分灵性的嫉妒和物质的嫉妒？如何察觉内心精微的嫉妒 ？OK, Maharaj, Madaji say, my obeisance is to you, your lotus feet. In Krishna Lila, gopis, when they render service, sometimes they are envious.Srila Prabhupada said this is spiritual envy. So, I would like to know, when we render the service and we may compare with other devotees and competitive, compare ourselves with other devotees. Is this a kind of envy? So, how can we distinguish, how do we know the difference between spiritual envy and material envy? How to detect the subtle envy in our heart?
Yeah,
so actually,
very good question.
其实这真的是一个非常好的问题。
Yes. Actually, when Gopi,they have the competition. Competition.
They have
competition to the service. Competition.
Comparison.
Not comparison, competition. Like they have competition. Competition. Competition means, they have a race. Okay, I'll do this nicely.She is doing like this, I can do better way, this is a competition.
Competition, yes.
Yes, competition.
那这些牧牛姑娘们，她们也会就是彼此的竞争，好的，为 Krishna 做服务的时候彼此竞争。
So these are, in spiritual, when the gopis do the competition, they never do like this, here we do in envious way.
当牧牛姑娘在为 Krishna 做服务的时候，他们彼此虽然有这种竞争，可是他们的竞争是一种灵性的竞争，跟物质世界里面的这种嫉妒竞争的这种心态是不一样的。
Like you can see in when Krishna here in Vrindavan Lila, when Krishna went the Chandravali Kunja, So Radharani was not envious. He says, actually, maybe Chandravali has more attractive. She has deserved so much quality, so Krishna was attracted by her because I don't have that much the qualities. Understand?
Okay. Yes. 就像在 Vrindavan 的一些逍遥时光的上演，那就是。像Chandravali 那边，有时候 Krishna 也会去找 Chandravali， 可是 Srimati Radharani 他并不会就是嫉妒 Chandravali 有了 Krishna 的陪伴，因为他会心里想，因为 Chandravali 他拥有更多美好的品质，所以他更吸引 Krishna， 他会这么想他而不是一种物质的这种嫉妒的心态。
So their competition, not like here competition. Here, if someone competition means sometimes they break their leg, they break their thing. many things happen,
对，所以在灵性世界上演的这种灵性的竞争，跟我们物质世界里面的就是物质世界里的这种竞争恨不得让对方死的这种，让他断腿。就是让他断手断脚， 让他就是跌断牙齿的这种仇恨的这种竞争是不一样的。
So they are spiritual when they attract Krishna more and they do such a good service, then Krishna again come to Radharani, then Chandravali was thinking, oh, because she did such a wonderful service, that's why Krishna attracted there. So I'll do much more wonderful than, more than her, no?
Yeah, yeah. 可是灵性世嗯，可是灵性世界的竞争完全不一样，它是一种良性的一种竞争啊。比方说 Chandravali 他也会看到 Radharani 做了那么好的服务，他就会想，哇，他做得真好，他有那么多好的品质，所以 Krishna 他吸引了 Krishna， 他觉得 Radharani 吸引了 Krishna， 那他会去看到对方的美好品质，然后他想我要做得更好，我要更加的努力，好，所以他会，这是一种良性的灵性的一种竞争，好，而不是想要攻击对方的，好，他希望自己能够改善自己的服务，提升自己的品质，嗯。
But here even among the devotees, if there is envy, they give some bad food to them, so she can. Diarrhea, she can become something, so I can go to Mangalarti, I can do nice prasad, and I can do such. So this way, here envy is degraded, you know, this is not, and we have all experienced this.
嗯，可是在物质的存在中的嫉妒真的很可怕，这种嫉妒甚至于渗透到奉献者之间，好，奉献者之间就是也是会有互相嫉妒的这种情况，希望Maharaj, you say, so even the envy is among devotees. They cannot see other devotees do better.
Yes, that's why they do very harmful way. They do react.
They do harmful way.
Harmful way react to them, the devotee, no?
Yeah.
Many. Not all, but some devotees are, so those who are in not envy, yeah. they do very nice way. No, this is not devotee.
嗯，所以这个嫉妒甚至于渗透在奉献者之间，好，那些嫉妒的奉献者看不得别人的好，所以他们以一种就是很伤害性的方式去对待其他的奉献者，希望能够看到对方受到这个就是波及，然后就是见不得对方的好。那可是如果一个真正的奉献者却不是这样，他总是能够去欣赏对方的品质，欣赏对方的好。嗯。
So they kind of even among the devotees, sometimes devotees advancing Krishna consciousness, those are envious devotees, sometimes they cannot tolerate.
嗯，那些有嫉妒品质的奉献者，甚至于他们在这个培养 Krishna 知觉的过程中，他也没有办法忍受。
So we should.When we see the devotees are good, they're doing nice, serving very nicely, doing service nicely, preaching, so we should happy and we give encourage. Okay, do good way. This is because I don't have that quality, I cannot do like this. Okay, you are doing means to do it nicely.
嗯，那就是，可是奉献者应该是要去欣赏别人做的好的服务，就是很好的传教，就是能够去欣赏别人做的这些，并且学习别人身上的这些好品质，然后也能够很好的来就是做好这些服务。嗯。
Okay, it is.
Yes.
It is a very good question.
Swati Mataji 这个问题，Maharaj 说问的是非常非常好。Maharaj, but Sati Mataji, the last question is how to detect the subtle envy in the heart? Subtle envy.
Yes, actually, this is the, when we see the devotees, the good qualities, and whatever the Krishna, the advancement, when our heart is burning. Instead of joyful, our heart is burning, means this is the envy sitting.
Yeah. 那 Maharaj 的回答是这样，这种精微的嫉妒就是说可以这样子来检测，当我们看到其他的奉献者身上散发出来的这种美好的品质的时候， 我们的心是怒火，是妒火中烧呢？还是我们是心里面是非常欣喜的，非常的仰慕的，在看着就是这样的奉献者所展现出来的美好品质，就可以知道去察觉到自己是不是有精微的嫉妒。Okay, then
and if devotee is more concerned, yes, it is devotee who do. If he is like doing like this, he can maybe fall down. Now it is going to a nice service, maybe fall down. So there is if that much that things, sometimes the devotee help them, no, not envious way, because if he is free from envy, he can do proper way. To instruct him or her to proper way, he can recognize that. Understand?
Recognize what?
Recognize what is the good for the devotee. That.
Identify.
Yes.
Huh? Identify the good quality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 那就是一个真正的没有嫉妒之心的人，他总是能够去看到。就是辨识出另外一个奉献者身上的美好品质，他也能够真正的去关怀，他并不想要看到就是这些奉献者们这种堕落，就是或者受到伤害的状况，他是希望对方好的，
Okay.
The next question is from a devotee from Taiwan, Hei Jun. He say.请问如何去除内在可怕的嫉妒？真诚祈祷与念诵会逐渐改善吗 ？Okay, Jun, would like to know how to get rid of the, you know, a terrible envy in our heart. Sincere prayers and chanting can gradually improve, you know, diminish the envy in the heart.
Yes.
是的，可以的，真诚的祈祷与念诵。
And also to the mentality of a sense gratification, you have to read of this, because if you gratify your senses, you know, first the beginning I told you the envy, how to conquer envy in Bhagavatam says, you give up the sense gratification. As long as you gratify your senses.
对，那还有Maharaj 在今天的课堂上，他谈到了就是要真正的圣典不教瓦坛教导我们，如果要去除这个可怕的嫉妒的最好的方法是，就是要去除这个麦克风，把它关掉一下。我们要就是去除这种感官享乐的这种倾向，我们必须要摒除这种感官享乐。这样才能够真正的帮助我们，就是摒除这种嫉妒的这种心态。
So this is also because when you sincere prayer and chanting properly, so Krishna will give the mercy out of mercy, so you will detachment of sense gratification. So then whatever who has whatever, so will not envy. We will satisfy ourselves.
所以去除嫉妒的方法就是去除感官享乐，还有真诚的祈祷与念诵，会帮助我们真诚的祈祷与念诵会带来Krishna 的仁慈， Krishna 的仁慈会帮助我们真正的就是清除我们内在的嫉妒。Next question is from Sati Mataji.请问这个，请问 Maharaj， 为了避免招来嫉妒，我们做服务时是不是应该非常低调谦卑？好，Sati Mataji question is that, in order to, you know, free from, you know, the envy from others. You know, in order not to cause envy from others, incur envy from others. So So does it mean that we have to, you know, keep a low profile and keep humble when rendering service? When we do service, we have to keep low profile and maintain humble. Correct?
Yes, that is also help. Because to if you show yourself, oh, I am the great devotee, you know. Generally, the devotee, they don't show themselves, I am the great devotees.
Amari 说，通常一个伟大的奉献者不会把自己摆在很高的地位，认为自己是很了不起的奉献者。But her question is that, you know, prevent others' envy. In order to prevent other devotees' envy, so we have to keep humble, keep low profile,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I told, no, this is the, if you low profile, then you will not pose yourself, I am the big devotee, no?
一个谦卑低调的人不会把自己摆到很高的位置。
And yes. So that, yeah, that's why, yeah, it is because it is good. This is the help us to get out from envy.
这真的会有帮助的。当我们谦卑低调的做事情的时候，真的会帮助我们比较不会招致这些嫉妒，招致别人的嫉妒。
Actually, properly chant, properly, sincerely associate with the devotees, so this thing will go away, and also Krishna will give us right intelligence, how to reciprocate, how to reciprocate, how to do things, so it is come automatic.
那如果我们能够很好的念诵，很好的跟奉献者保持联谊的话，那么很自然的这些招致别人的嫉妒的状况也会就是自然的就会消散，然后对，然后也会就是很自然的，我们也会比较知道怎么跟别人去应对，然后避免去招致这种状况，然后我们能够稳处在一个比较好的处境。Yes. And another question is, 我们应该在意别人的嫉妒吗？Should we, you know, care about other people's envy and other people's being envious of us? You know, when other people are envious of us,Should we, you know, care about it?
Yes, someone like how Mahaprabhu dealing, if someone criticize someone, so we have to follow the footstep of Mahaprabhu.
所以这个今天在课堂上Maharaj 所讲的那个 Mahaprabhu, 对于那位Amoga Pandit 的那个逍遥其实就已经讲到这个，我们应该跟随主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的步伐，尽管有人批评我们，攻击我们，嫉妒我们，可是我们应该要就是保持这种宽容大量的这种心态。
How Mahaprabhu did, he just cured his disease, and how he was so much like so much sigh and so much like feeling very guilty. So I was criticizing this man many years and he saved my life.
所以由于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心是那么的宽容，是那么的开明宽容，那因此他一心想的只想要治好这个嫉妒之人的疾病，因此反而让这个嫉妒者他觉得对于自己的嫉妒感到非常的罪过，他觉得非常的忏悔，他觉得我这些年来就是一直都在嫉妒主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 可是他是如此宽宏大量的对待我，所以这是最好的心态，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向我们展现的这个品质是我们应该要跟随的，是最好的一种心态。
Okay, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going running after him, like beating yes. stick, you know, beating the
yeah.
So this
yeah.
is not a way to deal. So this is the Mahaprabhu dealing. So we should
so
follow the footstep of Mahaprabhu.
所以我们真的应该要跟随主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的步伐。 尽管他遭受这样的嫉妒，这样的伤害批评，可是当他听到对方这个嫉妒者身染重病的时候，他竟然不顾一切的奔向他，这真是不可思议的。Okay. Maharaj, you can take more question or not, because now it's 9:30. So, it's...
Maybe one question.
One question. OK, OK. 这个问题是 Radhika, 好, Radhika, 应该是 Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 我们一般对远远超越我们的人只有崇拜敬仰的份，而对于与我们平等相当的人很容易产生嫉妒，这是什么原因呢？ 如何彻底根除嫉妒呢? Okay, my obeisances to Maharaj. You know, normally we can, you know, worship and respect those who are far beyond us, you know, those who are greater than us, beyond us and so we can worship, respect them. But for those who are equal to us, it's very easy. It's easy for us to, you know, produce the envy in our hearts. So
yes.
We develop envy to the equal. Yeah.
Yes, we have to make friendship in equal. We have to make friendship. Instead of friendship, we do the envy.
Yeah. 所以
generally those are, yes.
对于跟我们比较平等的人，就是为什么经典教导我们应该要跟我们平等的人做朋友，因为如果人之间没有真正的友谊的话，就自然一定会产生嫉妒的。不是敌人，不是朋友，就是敌人，那这个敌人容易对敌人产生嫉妒。 Yes.
So this needs the determination.
This is what?
This needs determination, a strong determination. No, I'll not do this. I'll make friendship.
So we need to have a strong determination, a strong determination. No, I'll not do this. I'll make friendship. So we need to have a strong determination, a strong
So that's why Rupa Goswami says, Uccha Nisha Dharya. So this is a determination. You have to overcome this. If determination, no, I'll not. You have to be very careful, no, this.
所以我们要非常小心这件事情，就是要非常意志坚定的，就是让自己保持在对其他的人保持一种友好的态度，不要让这个骄傲的心升起，对待我们这种平等的人，跟我们平级的人。
Thank you to all of you and all of those who are listening. So this is a great opportunity to you all of you give me little service. So thank you for that. And patiently you are hearing.
非常感谢所有的奉献者的参与和聆听。 那真的，所有的奉献者都是这么的这个伟大的人物，然后能够给我一点点为你们做服务的机会，真的很感谢，很珍惜这样的机会。So
we're praying to Radharani and Krishna, so please remove the envy in our heart, so we can appreciate the. Everyone, we can learn, many things we can deserve the qualities because the envy, you cannot see the good quality of others.
所以我们应该要谦卑地祈求 Radha Krishna 可以帮助我们去除心中的这种嫉妒，因为当我们心中有嫉妒的时候，我们真的就像是一个瞎眼的人，我们看不见其他的人身上的好品质，我们也不知道要怎么样去培养这些好品质。
OK, Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Thank you Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai
Krishna Maharaj ki jai.
Maharaj, Hare Krishna, very wonderful lecture.
Hare Krishna, Vijay Krishna, Vijay Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, very wonderful lecture. And Mataji, very good translation, very wonderful translation.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe Mataji.
Radhe Radhe.
Mataji, I recognize you.
Thank you.
Do you? I met you in Govardhan.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yes, Hare Krishna, okay. Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe, thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Vijay Keshava Das, Prabhu.
Yes, yes, Mataji, yes, 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 yes.
Chatura.
Yes, yes, Chatura Mataji.
Yeah.